Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about what's the easiest way to scale an offer to cold traffic. So I'll start first.
Go for it because you've been doing cold traffic really heavily right now with your agency. Is it Agency Accelerator?
Yeah. We'll just call it that.
So cool. Why don't you break down what's the easiest way that you found to scale your offer to cold traffic?
I think, by the way, this offer is more so of a info product or coaching program type of thing. So just keep in mind, that's what I'm talking about when I say offer in this scenario. What I've learned is that, look, there's a lot of people that share their numbers. You know, we've had Sam Ovens speak at our mastermind, does over $36 million a year. So there's a lot of great people out there. The problem with that is these people have established programs. So I think the first thing you need to think about when you are trying to scale a cold offer is you start baby steps first. Right? There's a camp in the affiliate world that says blast as much advertising as you can to get as much learnings. I think if you're starting out, you don't want to lose your shirt. What you're trying to do first is you want to make sure that your offer makes sense. Okay. So I'm going to give a couple of things here. So when I say your offer makes sense, don't think about putting together the entire program initially. Think about what's the bare minimum you can do. Maybe what you can do is you can push people from Facebook or YouTube or whatever. What I recommend is focusing on one channel first. So let's just say Facebook, and then push them to a squeeze page or a landing page, right? You can use a software like Unbounce and you can make a quick page. Drive them there, collect the email address, have a good bribe there. So for example, I might say, hey, you know, for us, we're teaching you how to build a client acquisition system, right? There's a couple secrets we have for you, okay? Just enter in your email. Once they enter in their email address, then they'll get a video, they'll get a value video from me. And inside the value video, right after it says, you can book a phone call. That's all you need to do right now. What you're trying to do here, this is a higher dollar offer. Keep in mind, this is, we're talking a couple thousand dollars plus, and we're trying to get them to a phone call, right? Keep it very simple. Keep the funnel, don't make it complex, right? And so what you want to do from that point is, you know, you just take a couple phone calls, you ask people, hey, what are the problems that you're facing right now? What are you looking for? And that will help you continue to refine your offer. I think people in the very beginning, they think they need to have everything set. What you're looking to do is you're looking to continue to iterate and learn on your offer. And then once you know what people's objections are, as you're talking to them on the phone, you can refine your messaging on the advertising side, right? So everything kind of plays to each other. So what you want to do then is, you know, once you know the objections, your copy is going to speak to people. So I like thinking about one guy in our mastermind. His name is Kong, and he runs a company called Jump Cut, and he does really good with advertising. So what he says is, look, if you're doing video ads of any type, or if you're writing any ad at all, you have to hook them in the very beginning. So look, people are reading ads all the time. If you're running an offer, especially for like a coaching program, you're competing with really good people, right? So you want to hook people first, look at what other people are doing, look at what other types of ads hook you, and save a bunch of those ads. And you're just, the key thing I'm trying to drive home here right now, I know I'm saying a lot of different things, is you are trying to learn as much as you can, and then you're trying to iterate. Because a lot of people, they'll just copy, like for example, people look at Sam Ovens, they'll just copy his funnel, but they don't know that he spent thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, iterating on his funnel, iterating on his offer, iterating on the copy, and continually creating new copy, new front-end offers to his landing page. And he's continuing to iterate that way, right? So what I'm saying is it's constantly a work in progress. And if you want to make it work, drive him to a simple funnel first, get him on phone calls, ask questions to them. This applies for SaaS as well. You want to ask, you know, B2B, ask a lot of questions. That will guide how your advertising should look. And then guess what? It's easy because you're reading people's mind at that point. So I know I gave a lot of stuff. Neil, do you have any clarifying questions on that?
No, I'm going to give you guys the simplest way to scale offer to cold traffic. Don't warm up the cold traffic first. My methodology is you go create educational based content. You send cold traffic to the educational based content. Then you remarket all those people to your offers. Simple approach. It's super effective. You've just turned your cold traffic into warm traffic, and then you're remarketing the warm traffic and converting them. And if you're not sure how to get the most conversions out of the remarketing traffic, listen to our episode from yesterday. We break down how to convert remarketing traffic into customers.
One thing I was watching over the weekend, Russell Brunson was teaching this thing, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch this. I had nothing else to watch. And it was really good, by the way. But he was just saying, look, at the end of the day, for you know these types, especially like let's say it's a high ticket offer, and in many cases, let's say we're trying to remarket, our offer is our virtual event, our mastermind, right? In most cases, what we're trying to do, in all cases, and Neil, I don't know if I told you this yet, but we're spending money on our side just to retarget people that know us already to get more applications that way. That's the easiest way because people know you already. It's the path to least resistance, and you don't need to try to go super complex because cold traffic is a really easy way to lose your shirt. So again, you're taking a big risk by doing that. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying, you know, easy steps, baby steps.
Yep. Cool. Check out marketingschool.io/live for our virtual event. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.